to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever said to yourself, I wish I could see God? Well, you can see God. Our story today is a good illustration of that. It has to do with Bobby, his brother Billy, and some big double doors. Listen. Bobby, Mother called as she watched her normally hungry child push away from the supper table. Are you okay? You didn't eat very much. Bobby shook his head. My throat really hurts. Bobby's mother gathered the boy in her arms. I'm taking you to see Dr. Rue right now, she announced. The doctor took one look down Bobby's throat and shook his head. I can see the problem clearly, he stated. Those tonsils need to come out. No, Bobby said, crossing his arms over his chest. It's okay, Mother reassured him. You'll be asleep and won't feel a thing. No, Bobby repeated, even though saying the word hurt his throat. Billy was standing nearby. He knew that Dr. Rue was a good man and could help his younger brother stop hurting. So he stepped forward and shocked everyone. I'll go with you, Bobby, he announced in his best big brother voice. I'll let Dr. Rue operate on me, too. That way, you won't have to be afraid. Bobby studied his brother for a long moment. Really? He asked. Billy nodded. I'll be right there with you. The next day, Dr. Rue walked into the hospital waiting room, smiling broadly. You ready, Bobby?
Ready,
the little boy stated. Then he paused. Billy is coming, too. Yes, I know, Dr. Rue said. You'll wake up right beside him after the operation. Confidently, Bobby and the doctor walked through the big double doors of the operating room. The little boy's fears were gone. His big brother was going to share the experience with him. When it came time for Billy to walk through those big double doors, it took every bit of courage he had to rise to his feet. Making a promise was one thing. Keeping that promise was proving to be a very, very big challenge. At long last, those doors swung open and a smiling Dr. Rue walked out with the older boy held snugly in his arms. Here's your brave child, he said, handing the sleeping form to his father. You can carry him to his room and put him right beside Bobby. They'll both be fine in a few days. Father smiled and glanced down at his firstborn son. But what he saw made him feel suddenly weak. There were tear stains running from Billy's eyes over his flushed cheeks and back into his hair. The bravery, the confidence, the courageous words, they'd all been an act. In truth, his son had been terrified of the surgery, even though he made his younger brother believe all was well. Thank you, God, Father whispered. Thank you for giving me a son who showed me what Jesus did for me. Listen to this beautiful Bible text. But God took our suffering on him and felt our pain for us. Isaiah 53:4. No matter what we face in life, no matter how afraid we might be, we've got a Heavenly Father right beside us, sharing our experiences and offering peace, comfort, and healing for all of our troubles.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!